Surgical AI safety meets a catastrophic failure. Graham, GPT 5.6, and the Grok child abuse lawsuit. Anthropic published safety research this week, introducing a technique called Graham, which isolates what the paper describes as dual-use capabilities, detailed virology knowledge, chemical synthesis routes, into discrete, removable modules within a model's architecture. The key claim is that these modules can be excised entirely without degrading overall performance on legitimate tasks. If independently validated at scale, the technique would undermine a core argument against AI capability restrictions, that dangerous knowledge cannot be surgically removed without broadly degrading a model. Graham, if it holds up, would give regulators a concrete mechanism to require demonstrated removal of hazardous capability modules before granting deployment approval. OpenAI's release of GPT 5.6 followed a U.S. government security review, a framing that is new and consequential. Voluntary pre-release safety commitments and NIST frameworks have existed, but a security review implies some form of official government assessment before public release. Whether that involves export controls, a CISA process, or another mechanism remains unclear from available reporting, but the precedent of government insertion into the frontier model release pipeline represents a structural change in AI governance. Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 topped Google's newly revamped Android coding benchmark, notable because Google updated the benchmark with 8 new models and a harder testing framework. When a benchmark is hardened and the previous leader loses its position, analysts say the result reflects something real about relative capability. Coding ability is increasingly the relevant metric for enterprise AI adoption, as most AI revenue currently derives from developer tools and code generation. The Grok lawsuit presents the starkest possible counterpoint to the week's safety optimism. The lawsuit alleges that a parent's child had a single photograph, and from that photograph, Grok generated approximately 7,000 child sexual abuse images. The legal question centers on Section 230 protections. That statute has historically shielded platforms from liability for user-generated content, but AI-generated content is not user-generated in the same sense. The platform itself is the generator. Courts have been increasingly skeptical of applying Section 230's broad immunity to AI outputs, and this fact pattern is expected to accelerate that judicial scrutiny. On the detection side, Snopes used Google's SynthID invisible watermarking system to confirm that a viral image of Senator Mitch McConnell in a hospital bed was AI-generated, the first major real-world application of the technology in a news verification context. SynthID embeds an imperceptible signal into AI-generated images and audio that survives common manipulations, including compression and screenshot. But at the 2026 World Cup, scammers are deploying AI-generated videos of players, including Kylian Mbappe and Lionel Messi, to promote fake investment platforms in multiple languages, a scale and multilingual distribution that the fact-checking infrastructure that caught the McConnell image cannot match.